Do you ever actually cut out the beginning bits, or is it all straight up, like unedited?
I mean, I cut out the beginning that isn't interesting.
Good, because I always wonder, like, how much you edit. I mean, I'm behind on episodes, obviously. I'm on episode, like, 20-something right now, January.
I mean, like, if we're, like, fumbling around for 20 seconds and going, like, oh, shit, what do we do? And, like, knocking stuff over, you know, random shit. Whenever it starts to get interesting is basically where I turn into the cold open. So, like, I don't know if this is interesting enough yet.
I was going to ask, actually, why is it called a cold open? Do you know?
I don't know.
Is it because they haven't warmed up? Boom, boom. I think I just solved it. And now you're going to prove me wrong? Give me the point and let's walk away. Audience, I think I win. You start cold, no rehearsal, no warm-ups.
It's technique of jumping directly into a story at the beginning of the show before the title sequence or opening credits.
That's actually not what I thought it means.
What did you think it means?
I thought it means like an unrehearsed sequence. Like I assumed the Saturday Night Live cold opens, they never practiced it and they just do it like live.
No, they're regular. Like, cold opens are not just Saturday Night Live or, like, live stuff. Like, any TV show where there's a sequence before the title show credits is a cold open.
Did not know that at all. Yeah, I assumed cold opens were simply unrehearsed bits that you just kind of throw together at the beginning. Or, like, that's why, like, the cold open on SNL is usually the most, like, recent thing, because it's whatever happened maybe that Saturday or Friday and they didn't have time to fully write it out.
I can't find anything that says why or why it's called that. Yeah, in a Monster of the Week episode, it usually contains the first red shirt that dies or a first murder.
Classic.
It technically does not have to set up the plot, as opening sketch comedy shows like Saturday Night Live. It doesn't have any relation or like reason why it's called the cold open. So I guess we'll just go with your theory.
Point to me. I was not proven wrong.
Yeah. As far as I'm not willing to look any more into it than I already have.
Winner.
There we go. Harvey Z wins via apathy.
I was going to say by technical knockout, but sure. We don't need, like, in your head, do you actually picture the intro song?
I mean, it's the beginning of the show.
I'm waiting for the real music to kick in, and then I'm hoping that I'll start. It's a gamer. Da-da. We're here. It's a gamer. Da-da. That's it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with
Harvey Z, in the place to be.
And we actually got the intro done now. That's no more fake introductions. The intro is done, as you heard.
But we always have this bit that comes after the intro, before we get to the meat, or before we even get to, like, I guess the snaps and such, where we kind of have this, like, I don't know what this part is called, the melting pot, where I usually get the time to, like, ramble.
Uh-huh. So, and this is where you're rambling? Usually you ramble in the cold open, honestly.
I do, and you've been letting me, like, ramble into and past the intro. Like, it kind of overspills or kind of overflows.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just get into it, then. If you're done rambling, you got any other ramblings before?
I do, but I don't want to ramble too much.
Well, I don't really have a big plan for this episode, so, like, I'm kind of at a loss as to what to talk about, which I'll get into. But if you have something to ramble, now's the time.
Oh, putting me on the spot. So many questions in life. What do we ramble on about? No emails? No nothing to, like...
Well, we have an email. You're ruining the surprise.
Okay.
I was just giving you an opportunity. You said you had so much stuff to ramble about, and now you're like, I don't want to talk.
Whoa. I wasn't saying I had so much to ramble. I was just simply pointing out this is my time. This is the Z time. The Z part of the show.
Ah. But you were part of the rest of the show, too, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like that's the T-Man portion.
Well, it's T-Man presents Harvey Z with something to discuss.
Yeah, but it's T-Man's ideas. And, like, at the end, it's usually the T-Man finish, which is the is it called the bumper? No, the bump. I don't. I'm just using movie terms and like TV terms. The bumper where you kind of put in the, oh, email us at this and this and this. And I'm like, that's your big moment to shine, even though it's all scripted.
What? You're telling me the big moment to shine, you get to ramble and my big moment is the fucking credits?
Well,
that's what you're saying right now? You're saying the rest of the show doesn't matter. The only thing that I get to shine at when you've been listening back to episodes is when I read the fucking credits.
I mean, audience, am I wrong?
Mister, I can't even remember my own damn Twitter name and have to spell it out every time.
Well, that's why we need you here, T-Man.
I don't know if I want to do this show anymore. You just, that hurts. Like, all the planning that goes into this sometimes, and you, oh, no. Mm-mm. I'm not going to talk anymore. This is your time, apparently.
Like, we know. I don't know how to do the intro. I don't know how to edit this thing. I don't know how to do crap. Otherwise, it would be like Z-Man and Tarvi. No, Tarvi M. Like, what's your name? What's your Harvey Z name?
What's my name?
Well, you'd Marvy T.
Marvy? Why?
I'm Z-Man now. If I'm going to be the... I'm the captain.
Okay, fine. You're Z-Man. I'm...
Marvy T.
No, my sidekick. Marvy T? No, because you're Z-Man, so I'd just be Harvey T.
Oh, well, Harvey is... Okay. Yeah, the letter... I feel like more akin to my own name than the letter part. Like, you could be... No, you can't be T-Man Z.
No, I can't.
TMZ.
No, I'm definitely not
presenting TMZ. The news. It's TMZ.
All right, Z-Man. Well, since I'm Harvey T, why don't you snap me this time? Since you're, oh, so ooh. I don't get to do anything and all this shit.
I can snap you?
Yeah. No, like, two don't choices. Snap me out of existence.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can give me the two choices.
Two choices. I can think of one off the top of my head, but I need the other one to, like, what is... Because I know what I want to challenge you with. I just need something equivalent to that, though. What do you hold most precious to you?
I don't... Okay, I have done this to you before. Yes. So I'm not judging.
You had to snap. I was about to say your DVD collection, but you've already seen and you own and you possess it. It's like your video games versus your DVDs. That's not good enough. I don't know what's the most valuable thing you have.
It's very interesting that you went to that, because I've gone like broader,
You started
not broad, specific, and more specific things, actually.
That's the problem. I have one that's super specific. It's just, I don't have anything equivalent to the specificity. Ah. Ooh.
He's outwitted himself.
Now I'm like, this is too mean.
I remember the bubble tea.
Okay. Number one, Chrono Trigger.
Okay, yeah, that's favorite game. Very understandable.
It was your favorite?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
good. Yeah. That was the one I'm trying to figure out, like, what else can I put equivalent to that?
Uh-huh.
Two, your integrity as a writer.
Okay, see that?
The abstract concept of you.
This is like the game, that game that we played, Rock or the Concept of Justice.
Yes. Yes, it is. So this is the concept of you having creative integrity as an artist, a writer.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I just want to be clear on what you're giving me here. If I choose integrity as a writer, it means I lose my morals just related to writing? Like
creative writing.
Creative writing.
So you can write an essay. You know the concept of how to write things. Like,
but I just don't give a shit about plagiarizing or like selling things or like I just make money and I'm a asshole kind of thing in regards to writing.
I was viewing it more as like the fact of, yeah, you having creative integrity or pride in your work, as opposed to like, yes, you could be a copywriter, I suppose, but coming up independently with creative ideas and such.
Okay, so that's the integrity of as a writer is not what you're asking me to get rid of then.
I didn't know what to call it.
So you're asking me to basically give up my ability to create things.
Specifically, only writing. Specifically you could be a great writer, photographer. You could be a great
painter. Specifically like stories. I'd never be able to write novels or short stories or anything
unique
like
works.
That.
Yes.
Unique works. Okay. All right, that makes
versus it, just a video game, a simple video
just,
game.
Versus just a simple video game. So
can I make it a little trickier or meaner?
I
can I reverse you even having memory of Chrono Trigger?
See, you're changing the rules.
Yeah, you're right. I'm changing.
You're changing. Sorry. If you want me to start changing the rules on you,
we have to have this mutually acquired like snap destruction thing.
Yeah.
Nope. You will still remember playing Chrono Trigger.
I still remember it. I still have all the memories of it.
No one else can future play it, or it ceases to exist from here on out, and no one knows what you snapped.
Right. Right. So no one else could ever play it. No. More sequels, no more music.
Yes.
Versus no one would ever get to see, I would never get to create anything, and no one would ever get to see anything I wrote ever again. Like my blog would disappear.
Yes.
All that stuff.
You would still remember it though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's see. It's really difficult because nobody reads my writing anyway. So like it's one of those things where it's like I'm betting my future. Do I think I have the capacity to be a published author in 20 years or 30 years or any time in my lifetime versus...
The past.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. I like Chrono Trigger. I like writing.
Is there any sequels to Chrono Trigger?
There was a sequel called Chrono Cross. It's I'm not as... Okay. Some people really like it and like the music and everything. I'm kind of just... It's okay. It's not in the same vein.
But there might be future Chrono Triggers that you might take out of existence.
Very unlikely, as Chrono Cross came out like 99, 2000, somewhere like that, and they've never made a sequel since then. Everyone wants one, but you know, who knows?
Is this actually a hard choice? Because I was torn. I feel like it's slightly easy, but then I'm not you.
It's pretty easy in the sense that as much as I love Chrono Trigger, I play it like once a year.
Oh, that's more than I was expecting. I was like, oh, you probably played it. You're good with the memories. You could snap it out.
I'll play it once a year, maybe once every 2 years. Like there is time between me playing it. Like I don't, it's not, it is a game I will regularly replay. And like I said, it's my favorite game. I beat the drum on it all the time, but the fact is, like, I've been trying to be a writer since I was, you know, however old. Like, I won an award for a fucking story I wrote when I was in kindergarten, and I've wanted to be a writer since then. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious about what the story was. Someday.
It was a really stupid story. It was called Traveling to Florida, and it was a 7-page story with, like, 1 or 2 sentences on each page. And it was drawn, there were like pictures drawn of like a very bad 5-year-old's understanding of like where states were.
This sounds awesome. One. And two, that's like a kid's book for like 5-year-old at that point. 7 pages of one line.
Yeah, I won like, I don't remember exactly what it was. I got first place, I think, either in the school or like the school district contest for like however old I was. And then I got second place in like the county and couldn't. So if I had gotten first place, I would have gone on to states, but.
Out of like 5-year-olds or out of like a group of more than just 5-year-olds?
I lost the county one. First place went to a 3rd grader. So it wasn't just 5-year-olds.
That's not that impressive for the 3rd grader to beat a 5-year-old. But that's pretty impressive for a 5-year-old to punch up to a 3rd grade level.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what my parents said as well. It's like, and I was just happy with second place. I was 5 years old. I didn't know any better. It was just exciting. I was like, anyway, but yeah, ever since then, I've always wanted to be a writer. So this is really like, it sucks, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things where it's like, I can't give up my ability to write. Like that's just, that there's no way. So Chrono Trigger gone.
Okay. Your favorite video game. That's where we're starting off with, is now gone.
Yeah. I mean, I started out with XCOM versus Toe Jam. That's so why. Like, it's not,
I just didn't know what your second favorite video game was.
If you had had to like, I'll give you this one for free.
Cause I was going to ask if there was any other video game against Chrono Trigger, would you have always saved Chrono Trigger?
Probably the hardest one for me to have decided would probably have been Final Fantasy VI, because Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger are like the two defining RPG games of my like youth, and I love them, and I replay both of them regularly. And so those two are so similar in like my love for them and how I feel about them that having one versus the other would actually be a slightly more difficult decision in terms of games. Most other games, Chrono Trigger wins. Like Final Fantasy VI, I would have to think about.
And then, can I give you the bonus snap since we're not doing this one weekly, I assume?
Sure.
Your DVD collection, all the movies that you basically own will be snapped out of existence. Not just for you personally, but like...
Okay, so like DVD collection, so even if they're on Netflix, they would be gone.
Your movies. Well, Netflix movies that you've watched. Like, not just all movies, because like a ton of stuff is on Netflix, but like...
So any... No, here's what I'm asking. So is... I assume the question is DVD collection versus video game collection?
Yes.
Okay. And so in terms of... Do you mean every physical DVD I own... then get snapped out of existence on any platform.
On any platform, okay. Not just for you, but for everybody.
But so, it's completely restricted to only things I own.
I was going to say, yeah, because the Netflix one gets too weird. I was going to, when I pictured the question, it was your physical video game collection, your physical movie collection. Now, if you own any digital movies that you own, those would get snapped out. And if you own any digital video games like on, I was going to say the Wii, but I guess the PS4 or something, those get snapped out. Again, not just for you, but everybody loses them.
Okay. So I am tempted to say the DVD collection because Blu-rays and DVDs are different.
Oh, come on. You knew the spirit of it.
I am using the technicality.
Okay.
You said digital. You didn't say anything about Blu-rays. DVDs and Blu-rays are two different formats, motherfucker.
How big are the two? Are the two collections comparable?
I mean, it is it's very important because all like the Marvel movies I own are on Blu-ray.
Ah,
so like most MCU stuff, I think I lose like Iron Man and maybe Iron Man 2, which isn't that big a deal. Like everything else, it post that is on Blu-ray. A lot of the more recent movies that I really love are on Blu-ray. I still lose a lot.
Because I remember at your parents' house, there's like a wall of DVDs.
Oh yeah, like I have a shit ton of DVDs. Like this is not a small thing. I don't really own that many digital movies. So like I'm not losing anything beyond the DVD collections. Ooh. But I am also, just so we're clear, my DVD collection, if I snap it out of existence, I'm getting rid of some terrible movies as well and doing the world a service because I've got some bad ones. I Spy with Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson, I have that. It was a gift. I didn't choose it personally.
Did I see that movie? Is that... No, that's not the one where he had like some weird magical suit and he was a spy.
That was Jackie Chan's The Tuxedo.
There was an Eddie Murphy one as well.
I'm pretty sure that's I Spy then, yeah.
Yeah, because the plots were exactly the same. And I remember being a kid and being like, what gives? Like, they just changed the actors, but the plot is the same.
Like, video game collection, I think, yeah, I'd have to get rid of the DVD collection. Because, like, at this point, honestly, it's even hard for me to remember how many, what DVDs I own. Like, I'm going to lose a lot of movies I love, for sure. But, like,
I thought I'd get you with the digital thing because for me, if I have a Blu-ray, I automatically get the digital version as well. Like I always buy the 2-pack, like it comes with it. So I was assuming like, oh, if I got rid of your digitals, that would get rid of your Blu-rays too.
Oh yeah. See, I don't ever get the digital stuff. Like I just keep the Blu-ray. I've never like downloaded digital things from the Blu-rays or whatever. Here's an important question. I think I'm still snapping DVDs, but in terms of video games, this is actually very important. Is it any games that I have ever owned or games that are only currently in my collection? Because I have returned or like sold used a lot of video games that gotten like store credit and stuff. So I have owned a lot more than I currently own, but I've purged my video game collection a lot more than my DVD collection.
So in the spirit of the question, I had not considered returning them because I didn't consider if you went and saw a movie and then like left but did not possess or own it, mm-hmm. that didn't count as being snapped. It was spared. The same with video games. If you rented a video game, I didn't count that.
Okay.
If you returned a video game and it was no longer currently in your possession, it would be spared.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't really change much because all the ones I like, I still own, obviously.
Which is why I was like, in my head, I was like, this got rid of Chrono Trigger and it would get rid of your second favorite.
It would get rid of all of them. But I've already, if we're doing the same thing stack, I've already lost Chrono Trigger. Like, I already got rid of Chrono Trigger, so now it's like all
Final Fantasy VI.
All the other games are gone.
Now, would it have been harder if I had said Blu-ray? Like, that was just in my head. I didn't consider the technicality.
It actually, like...
Would it have tipped it? That's all. Like, I'm curious.
It's so hard to think about because it stopped more recently. I haven't done it as much. I rewatch movies a lot more. And I'm also assuming I own a lot of TV shows on DVD collection as well. So those are disappearing as well. It's not just movies, it's anything on DVD.
Yep.
Yeah. So like I will rewatch movies and TV shows generally a lot more than I replay games. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure. The more I think about it, like it's weird saying this on a gaming podcast. I don't want to snap my video game collection because everyone would be like, what the fuck? You're on Make Me a Gamer. Why are you getting rid of video games? Like, if this isn't the most important thing to you.
Harvey Z wins. Who's the gamer now?
No, Harvey Z doesn't win. Z Man wins.
Oh, yes. Z Man snaps.
Yeah, you've lost the Harvey Z moniker for now. You're torturing poor Harvey T. Who's a lot of movies.
This is delicious. Now I see why he enjoys asking me these questions.
You get it, right?
Yeah. On this side, it's way more fun.
Oh, yeah. See, I was throwing you a bone, giving you something, since you're so adamant that I don't do anything on these podcasts. I think I'm going to stick with snapping my DVD collection. Because... honestly, I'm trying to declutter. I'm trying to Marie Kondo my life.
Okay.
And if I snap the DVDs, I get rid of a lot of clutter. Like, I have a lot less space devoted to video games than I do DVDs. So I think I'm going to go with DVDs. It's a hard decision, but there will be more movies that I will enjoy. And
what amuses me is, like, this is one of those questions where it's not a personal thing. Like, if you destroy this... tons of movies and tons of video games would be destroyed from a lot of people's lives.
True, but there are a lot of things I don't own that people still enjoy. Like, I don't own Breaking Bad or Mad Men or Game of Thrones. Like, I've never watched Game of Thrones, so congratulations, you still have that. You know, like, lots of... well, we'll still have Thor 2 The Dark World.
Joy. We get rid of a lot of 80s action movies, I feel.
We get rid of pretty much... well, so that's tricky.
And like James Bond ceases to exist.
It goes back... James Bond ceases to exist, unfortunately. Actually, no. Like half of James Bond. Because what? I don't own all of them on DVD. I have a lot of James Bond on VHS. Like, so
come
old.
Come on, these technicalities.
Hey, listen. You said DVDs.
Yeah.
There are some things I literally don't own on DVD because I had them on VHS. But there is a lot of basically from mid-90s to like late 2000s. That was when my big DVD heist happened. So movies in that era are pretty fucked because I have everything from there. But like once I switched, even though I switched to Blu-ray, like not... out of my collection, I have maybe, 25, 30 Blu-rays? I could be underestimating a little bit, but comparative to my DVDs, I'm at least in the 200 to 300s on DVDs.
That's what I was expecting, was, like, in the hundreds easily, if not double hundreds, 200s.
Yeah. I've got way more DVDs than I do Blu-rays. I've slowly cut down. I don't get as many on... thanks to Netflix and all the other stuff, I occasionally get them, the ones I really enjoy. But yeah, no, I think it has to happen. Like this is one of your, for the integrity of the podcast, I can't snap a video game collection. Like, the writing thing was...
That would also destroy the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, too. Like, the writing thing was something super close to my heart, and, like, basically me as a person. So I have to lose the single video game in comparison. But getting rid of all my video games when I'm on a fucking gaming podcast, like, the host trying to make you a gamer and be like, nah, games aren't that important. Like, we're going to turn this into make me a movie watcher, apparently.
I would make me a cinematographer.
That's not the same thing.
That's why I have you here, T-Man. And back to you as T-Man.
Okay, so we're moving back to T-Man. My stint as Harvey T is over with for now. Well, since we're back to our regularly scheduled people, is that right?
We are who we said we are, and who, I don't know the quote, they are who, they were exactly who we thought they were. You know, the rambling football coach speech of like Cleveland Browns?
Nope.
I'll tell you some other time. It came out in college, though, so yeah, it is a long time ago.
Well, we do have a question from the email bucket.
Oh.
And we actually, we have two questions, and it's from our number one fan over Bob.
The same guy emailing us?
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate what he does.
I appreciate it a lot. I honestly wish there were more that were as enthusiastic about the podcast as Overbob is, but I definitely appreciate his questions. He actually got these to us before we recorded last week's episode, but we were like...
Before we threatened him?
I don't think we threatened him.
I think
him.
I did.
Yeah, I think you threatened him, but... The threatening came out before he sent this, so you might have threatened him into emailing it. But last week when we recorded the maining stuff, which we will get to because you did read your Pokemon stuff, and we need to get to that. But first, over Bob's questions. So first, he has a serious question and a silly question. So the serious question we'll go with first. What are your go-to coffee break games? You know, something comfortable and familiar you can pick up and play for 15 to 30 minutes before you sleep or in between pages of your manuscript.
Bathroom games, basically.
Bathroom games.
So, for me, I think I've mentioned this before, though. I think it's called Clash of Clans on the iPhone or mobile gaming device. That one and, can look it up if you just give me a second.
Sure.
So I stand corrected because there's two games. There's a whole franchise with the Clash ones. I play Clash Royale.
Okay. I mean, Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, all those kind of blend together.
Well, yeah, but this one is the one where it's actually like a head-to-head one where it's a destroy the tower sort of thing as opposed to destroy the guy's village and you build a village kind of thing. This one is you play like 3 to 4 minute matches, which is why I like it.
Okay.
And then the other one is a... Legends of Solgar, the Vikings game.
I think you mentioned Legends of Solgar before.
Because I wanted to have a good puzzle game. I also have a grinding game where you just like build and like over time you accumulate wealth and stuff and you could, I guess, click on it for time. And I feel like those are the key essential things for a good mobile poop game or a bathroom game.
Mobile poop game.
I mean, you have a puzzle game, you have a grinding game, and then you have like a head-to-head quick competitive match game.
If you really need to like focus on the pooping... You go grind head to head.
It depends on like what you're trying to produce here. I feel like some places you might be more intense. Some people you can be more casual and maybe you'll just grind and click every so often. And sometimes you really need to focus on for 3 to 4
minutes.
You know
you're going to be there for 3 to 4 minutes. So you might as well throw in a head to head match, huh?
Exactly. If my competitors only knew.
So... Your 15 to 30 minute games are all mobile games. You don't really have a sit down video game that you play.
So I don't have a Switch and I don't think of any other game.
You don't have any other handhelds. Okay. For me, it's tough. Like I've gotten slightly more into Stardew Valley, but that is not a 15 to 30 minute game for me. Like I will sit down and be like, I'll farm for a couple 15-20 minutes and then I'll be like 2 hours later
hours.
Yeah, like it goes, time goes by very fast when you're farming, so it's not quite the right game. There are mobile wise I play this game called Ascension. It's
relation off, to the
it's the board game.
Oh, nice.
It's just instead it's much like our friend Slim, who plays Star Realms and has like bought every Star Realm expansion on the mobile game and plays that on his phone all the time. I play the board game Ascension because like every expansion costs like $50 if you get the physical version, but it costs you $2 to get the expansion on your phone. And I don't play against people. I just play against the computer. It's just kind of like an exercise. It's gotten to the point where I actually, before they updated the software, I had gotten to the point where I'd found a way to make an infinite loop that crashed the game. So like my goal when I was playing was not to beat the computer, but to make the infinite loop. So like that's how that game goes for me. And it's just like usual games on the phone for that takes like 10 to 15 minutes.
Just break the game.
Yeah, I don't break it every time. Like, it's a certain sequence of cards that you need to get. And if you get those all together, you can break the game. And I think they fixed it, though. They updated the game. Like, a new company took over because the old company's software was horrible. And, like, the game froze very easily. But this one was, like, a definite way to freeze it. So I like playing that as just kind of like a I need idle time, something to do. I used to play the South Park Phone Destroyer game, but I cut that out of my life.
Completely?
Completely, yeah. Ooh. I've uninstalled it. I don't play it anymore.
Because you spent money on that, too.
I did.
I feel bad about uninstalling those types of games.
Yeah, I spent money on it, and then they did something that pissed me off.
On here. You can go back and
No. This was a thing. This was different. This was after when I was like still playing it occasionally. They did something else and I just decided it wasn't fun anymore. Like I was spending more time being angry at the game I don't even think it was an incident that the people that made the game did. I think it was just I was sitting here idly playing it like I normally did and I realized I'm not having fun doing this. This is literally just almost reflex at this point. It's like one of those bad habits that you just don't need to do anymore because I'm not getting any enjoyment out of this. Like I could be playing a whole bunch of other games that I actually enjoy playing and I am not having fun. So I just uninstalled it and it's been at least 3 months, I think, since I've played it at this point. So that used to be my go-to game. There's a game on the Switch that I play irregularly because it requires me to have my headphones in, and I don't have my headphones in at home very often. It's called Just Shapes and Beats, and it's a very neat rhythm-based game where like it's a techno song, and you're a little shape. It is just shapes and beats. You move your little guy through like an increasingly difficult scenario or section where everything is animated in time with the music. So like circles are pulsing with like the bass beat, and like when the melody kicks in, a bunch of rectangles come through.
Is the music from the game or is the music
It's actual music, like actual songs
from your like computer or
iPhone? No. It's in the game, like licensed by the game. They're mostly techno songs. One of the special ones is the theme from the Mortal Kombat movie. And so, like, when it's playing, like Liu Kang jump kick things are coming at you and you have to dodge them. And it basically plays out kind of like a bullet hell where you're just dodging and you have to make it through the stage. And if you make it to the end, you know, you get your score and stuff like that. And so that, for me, is a game that I can pick up and play, like, a playlist of songs, like 3 or 4 songs. And then I'm good on that. I don't need to play it anymore. And that's a good like kind of like a cool down game because the music related to it is very techno-y and neat. And so, yeah, so that's the answer to that question. But he asked 2 questions.
Yes.
So we're going to get to the silly question now. And it actually, this coincidentally leads into my answer from Just Shapes and Beats. And I didn't mean that at all, but here we go. So his question is, what video game theme would you choose to be the soundtrack playing as you walk around in real life going about your day? You can only pick one track, but you can turn it on and off as you please, and no one else hears it unless you want them to.
I mean, so I'm not a huge video game soundtrack fanatic.
Uh-huh.
Like, the ones that come to mind are, like, I don't even, like, so our roommate, my roommate, your roommate as well, Mr. Generic, he would play lots of Mega Man music.
I love Mega Man music.
And so that's where I know, like, Mega Man remixes and such, but none of them, like, particularly come to mind. For me, though, if you ask me this question all day, hands down, Toe Jam and Earl, the original, like, just the background funky music. And I would have it on constantly so that other people had to listen to it, too.
You're just strolling around, strutting your stuff, and like, where the hell is that music coming from?
And then I'm just looking around for, like, where's that spaceship part?
Yeah, like, I have a lot of music that I really like, but what I would want playing around constantly, like, is different. Like, it would have to be some sort of, like, overworld or, you know, background stuff, because I don't want boss music to be kicking in every time I walk into, like, a McDonald's.
But you can turn it on and off, so if you wanted to, you could set it to where, like, boss music whenever you wanted to.
Like, if I could set it up so that, see, okay, so over Bob, I guess I don't need a clarification, but I'm going to have two levels to this. Because if I can set it up so that, like, say I am walking into a place, mm-hmm. and if the people in the place start hearing the music, like the intro to the boss, like 30 seconds before I show up, and then like the bass or whatever kicks in as I walk through the door, then that is a completely different choice. I just want to be clear.
You want to project your...
Yeah, I like if I can turn it on and off at will and who can hear it and whatnot, if they can hear it like before I get there, so it like introduces me, like it's like my walk-in theme from like WWE or whatever, mm-hmm. then it's a different choice. So for that, I would definitely go with Chrono Trigger, Magus's battle theme.
Okay.
Because that is one of my favorite boss musics, hands down. And that would, like, if I could have that as an intro music, like, this guy is badass every time he walks into anywhere. Yeah, that would be good for me. I like that one.
And then if you had to do the ambient where it's people around you can hear it, but it's projecting, like, or emanating from you.
See, that one's a lot more tougher because in general, I tend to lean towards the boss music and like the more faster really get you in and like pull you into the game sort of thing. So there isn't a lot of overworld music.
A cheat to get out of this is the rock game I like.
I want to use an actual video game.
Video game music. And not just like a song that's in a video game.
Kind right, of yeah, no. I don't want to use like a licensed track or something. I guess I have to go with Chrono Trigger again. Like, we're talking about Chrono Trigger. I get to talk about my favorite game. One of my favorite tracks of all time is the Undersea Palace theme from Chrono Trigger. And it's a very kind of soothing, like, just, it's not too in your face. It has a repeatable melody, but it's good background noise. And so I think if I'm going to be walking around all the time, that would probably be the song I would go with.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, my Toe Jam and Earl, I'm like, there is no situation that I couldn't turn it on. And it would feel not appropriate. I feel like every I'm walking around, I'm going to the bus, I'm sitting at the bus, I'm like driving in my car. At all times, it's fine. Other instances, it would work too. Yes, I thought about it. It works.
All right. Well, that was fun. Again, thank you, Over Bob, for your questions.
It might become almost a section. If we don't get more people, this just becomes Over Bob's questions.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 minutes with Over Bob. Wait, no, that doesn't sound right. We'll workshop it. That's what we're going to do. That's what we always say. Okay. So moving on, we have some Pokemon stuff to talk about. So last week, the entire inspiration for the maining thing was because I had seen Detective Pikachu and I had been thinking about, like, well, what Pokemon would I want to have as my partner? Like, what six Pokemon would be my main six and things like that. And so I got into maining, and when I wrote down all the games I wanted to talk about, I fucking forgot about Pokemon. So as I said at the end of last week's episode, I gave Harvey Z an assignment. And I'm waiting with bated breath. He has not told me his full plan and what he chose. So let's get right into it. So Pokemon, Harvey Z, what's your gym?
Yes, because you didn't just say main or pick six. You let me design my gym.
That is correct.
That was your mistake.
Oh, shit.
So, again, I gave myself some rules to work with. I'm not a Pokemon connoisseur. I know the original games, the red and the blue. I don't even know yellow, but I think it's all the same in yellow, right?
I think the only difference in yellow is that you can get Pikachu as a starter, and I think Mew is more readily available in it. But, like, in terms of the 151, it's the same.
Okay. So I assumed I was kind of living in this Detective Pikachu / real world scenario. I assume Pokemon can only say their names. I didn't have talking Pokemon.
Right, right.
And I assumed I would be a gym leader, and I had my own gym. I could decorate it as such, and I could have, like, my minions, because you had to fight my lackeys before you get to me.
Yes. Yeah. This sounds right so far.
Yes. I also set the rules of, so I was going to choose from the original 151.
I mean, I said you didn't have to do that, but if
for my own knowledge base, yeah, I'm not going to research new weird Pokemon. That's
perfectly fine.
Otherwise, I would totally have like Grookies with guns everywhere. And then we would just rob banks. But no. So I gave myself the 151, and I also gave myself, as a gym leader, I couldn't have legendary, unique, single Pokemons.
Mm-hmm.
So none of the legendary birds, I guess, or Mewtwo.
Team I came up with, I also did not include legendaries. Yes. So,
did you also consider yourself a gym leader? Or just chose?
Vaguely. I didn't. I'm pretty sure I don't have as
elaborate rules.
Yeah.
Because my gym had rules, too.
Okay, well, go ahead. This is Harvey Z time.
Yes. So I thought to myself, if I'm a gym leader, what the hell am I going to do all day? Gym leaders just sit in their gym, I guess, and like practice?
I mean, not they always. Train people? You can close the gym down. And in the first game, you know, you go by the Giovanni's gym at the beginning and he's like off being Team Rocket and he doesn't show up until the very end. So like you don't have to stick around the gym all the time.
See, for me, I was like, if I'm going to hang out at my gym, I want it to be cool. I want to have it be filled with more than just like random, like just dudes like leveling up their Pokemons. So that was my first problem. The two, I need to make money. And if I'm going to be in the gym needs to make money for me. So I need to have a productive gym that makes me money. I present to you. Well, first I'll tell you what it is before I give you the title of my gym. I thought, well, what's a good thing? I have gym, large open space. I have people milling about. I'll make it a karaoke bar because people who like Pokemon probably are into the karaoke scene, and I'll have an actual bar there because it's a
karaoke.
I thought about this long and hard. I tried to make some puns with karaoke. I couldn't do it. So, but yes,
karaoke
again. 151. It was really tough with the 151.
Oh, okay,
but like, so it's going to be a mixed of yes, there's a gym there, but it's actually that's the other key thing. It's only for people in the know. Otherwise, it's just a karaoke bar.
So it's kind of like a, what do you call them? The secret knock, speakeasies.
Inside of a karaoke bar. Inside of a karaoke / bar. Or karaoke bar / bar.
A pokeasy.
Pokeasy. I'll take it. Pokeasies. And so I needed to have one. Rules for my now bar / karaoke bar. That's separate from my gym rules. And the name of my gym, House of the Rising Licky Tongue. Or I actually shortened it to just House of the Rising Tongue.
House of the Rising Tongue.
I know.
It doesn't.
But it'll get the patrons in.
I mean, it will get the patrons in, but they'll be disappointed as a karaoke bar.
Well, so here are the rules. There's a cover charge. The cover charge to get into the gym, you must own a Licky Tongue.
Okay.
So everybody inside must have at least one Licky Tongue.
Okay.
Second rule, if you challenge anybody in the bar to a Pokemon battle, assuming that they're not singing or purchasing something from my bar, they must battle you.
Okay.
So you cannot refuse to battle in my...
So unlike every other bar where people are discouraged to fight, you're encouraging people to fight in your bar.
Pokemon bar. Yeah, Pokemon fights, not real fights.
I mean, you're still going to have, like, people battling in the middle of the floor. How big is this place?
I assumed it would be an actual bar size. I'm not going with like a small, tiny place. I'm assuming this
Have you been in a bar? Like, once it starts getting crowded, like, do you think your Pokemon fights breaking out is a good idea?
The way I imagined it was like a gym size, like YMCA type space with like side rooms and stuff for side karaoke rooms.
I mean, that's how a normal gym works, but you just said you made a karaoke bar.
Yeah. Well, the karaoke rooms are off to the side. I would have a main stage where I could even hire like rock bands to perform and stuff. Again, okay. I was using my space pretty well. Like, I'm envisioning, like, you go to the Fillmore and, like, up north and stuff like that. You could definitely get, like, concert space venue is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
All Plus, right. I could use the middle space as, like, a Pokemon battle area, too.
Okay. I can see it. But remember, you've got, like, the Pokeez that's hiding out somewhere.
The Pokeez is... So, that's me. I'm in the Pokeez. Because the bar is outside, so people just come in and they have drinks and then they leave. So, I'm making money. Now, the people in the know that there's a gym somewhere in here.
Uh-huh.
The gym is hidden. My lackeys don't have costumes. No, my lackeys will all be mixed amongst the crowd. The key to my lackeys, yes, they'll have licky tongues, but they'll all have slow bros.
Okay.
Originally, the bar idea was King of Bros or House of Bros, but then House of Bros got kind of weird, and the original thing was everybody had to have a slow bro to come in.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, it kind of comes off as like a sausage fest. So I went with the House of the Rising Tongue instead.
House of the Rising Tongue.
So, but okay. You'll be able to know that this guy is he's a higher up. He's one of the gym, like, lackeys, because he'll have a slow bro, he'll have a licky tongue, and he'll have a Pokemon, or he or she, I should say, or actually they, it's all inclusive. They will have a singing type Pokemon, or a Pokemon that can sing. Because again, karaoke bar and such, but also to keep the peace. Also to be really fucking annoying. Licky tongues, rap. The whole sing movement with the singing Pokemon, just to wrap up those Pokemon and, like, annoy the crap out of them. This is the second part why that cover rule number 2 makes sense now. You don't know who's my lackey and who's not. You'll just be milling around trying to find, like, me to get to them. You have to beat my lackeys and figure it out. And rule number 1, if you pick a fight with anybody, they have to battle you. So you're going to tire yourself out fighting waves of licky tongues. So by the time you get to me, you'll be suitably weakened.
I mean, it's a decent gym test. Yeah. I'm kind of impressed.
And, like, I would be, of course, somewhere above, like, on the second floor or something, so I could watch the concert space, maybe behind some, like, mirrored glass and stuff like that. And you'd have to find the right lackeys. But, again, my lackeys are going to just blend in, but you'll know, because
there aren't usually more than, like, I say there's, like, a max of, like, 4 or 5 lackeys in the game. So,
which is why I made the crowd that's at the gym... I'm using them, my bar people.
There has you have to give them a little more than just...
Slow bros are the keys. That's it.
Okay.
You'll know slow bros, and then they'll have a singing
Pokemon. What if someone that isn't your lackey comes in with a Lickitung and a slow bro?
Well, if he gets in for the Lickitung, he can go to the bar, he can go karaoke, he can do whatever he wants. If he knows there's a gym leader in here, though, then fair enough. Let him fight through and try to figure it out.
But what if people fight him thinking he's a lackey because he has a Lickitung and a Slowbro?
I'm okay with that, because my lackeys will have one key each step of the sequence to get to me. So you'll have to actually find my lackeys in this crowd, beat them to get to me. Once you get to me, do I have a Lickitung? Fuck no.
That's dumb. I'm sorry.
Once you get to me, so I had to think
about... You can't get into your own damn club.
No, I'm on the second floor. I'm just chilling. I'm
watching. So if you leave, you can't get back in.
They know me. They know who I am. I run the fucking show.
But you know they don't, because you're hiding in your gym all the time. My minions know.
The one who's... So the bouncer, the first guy in, he'll let me in and out. He knows who I am. Okay. The people there know who I am. Everybody should know who Harvey Z is. Harvey Z is the owner. Harvey Z doesn't show up there unless they try to challenge him. No. Harvey Z has a casual life amongst the people as, like, the guy who runs this thing. Only the people who know the Pokeez part will come after me. And for them, they have to unlock the sequence by beating my lackey somewhere.
Okay, starting to get a little too complicated for me.
I had to think of, again, that's where you went wrong by letting me design my gym. Once you get to me, so I had to figure out what are my 6 Pokemon for my gym. What is my gym's actual theme? It's a karaoke / concert venue bar, so I need bar-themed Pokemon? But I didn't know what that was. Instead, I'll just start out with, just because I wanted to, I wanted to have a Ghastly, I think he is, right? Ghastly. No, not Ghastly.
Haunter?
Gengar's. I want the big, like, motherfucker. The big motherfucker.
Big motherfucker. Okay.
Gengar's going to be up there. He's a good anti-psychic Pokemon that's out there. There's no reason he has to be anti-psychic. I just needed him. Originally, I thought...
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason he needs to be anti-psychic.
Just in case if some dumb fool with some psychic Pokemon showed up.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way that could happen.
My original plan was like 5 Gengars and then my Pokemon. But no.
You have to make them different. Come on.
That's why. One Gengar is going to chill out with me. Plus, he seems like the most humanoid looking and he seems cool to hang with. So I think he would fit my entourage perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Also, my Pokemon have shades. They all do. They all have the Squirtle Squad shades.
Squirtle Squad shades. Okay, that's fair.
Second Pokemon. So again, Dancing Rave area. I want a Butterfree in there. Butterfree for the little toxic spores and stuff to let the people trip. What else do I need? I need Fog Machines and Ambiance. I need a Weezing in there.
Okay.
Fair. So he's my Cloud Machine / Fog Machine / Toxic. Actually has some really strong poison attacks. We don't have to get into that part. Again, you're going to be already grueling through Lickitung after Lickitung after Lickitung. He wipes the floor with you guys with his toxic attacks. But
now, just remember, if rules of the game.
Yes.
Once people beat one lackey, they can go out, rest, and come back.
But then they have to come back and fight. My lackeys will have to change clothes. I'll be watching this. But yes, you're right. They can continue to like go back in and out, fighting.
Yeah, they get the chance
I'm
to rest up.
I'm hoping they'll get bored at that point. If they're going to do that, then fine. Take your petty gym badge. But anyway, so we have Gengar. We have Butterfree. We have my Weezing. He's the big one, right? Not the little coughing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I need a DJ. Who's my DJ Pokemon? I think his name is Electabuzz.
Yeah, that's a
is
Pokemon.
Again, a humanoid looking kind of guy, electric Pokemon.
Yeah, he's got like kind of like the lightning stripes.
Yeah,
he's like furry-ish.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah,
he'll man the ones and
he's
twos.
He's the DJ. Okay,
and then I need my muscle because of course you need bouncers. Now you would think Machamps, but again, all the Pokemon Lickitungs, they're all normal type, and Machamp is a fighting type. I just fucking, he's too beefy for me. I'm going to go with my choices for the last two. I believe it is a Blastoise.
Uh-huh.
I like Squirtle, but I need a big beefy bodyguard.
Gotcha. Blastoise is your...
Blastoise is, I'll raise him. I'll love him, but he's going to turn into a Blastoise for me. Uh-huh. But he'll still keep the shades.
Okay.
The sixth Pokemon. This is just a personal choice. It's just my Bulbasaur. And I'll pet him, and I'll love him so much. And so when you come, you'll have to get through all my guys. You'll come to me. My chair will be facing the crowd, so you won't see me. And then I'll spin around.
And you'll be petting the Bulbasaur?
I'll be petting the Bulbasaur as my Blastoise comes out from the right side. My Gengar comes from the left. The coughing releases some spray of like misty
stuff.
That's
not how a Pokemon battle works.
This is no. This is before the battle. This is just
This is just theatrics?
The Butterfree flies over. People start tripping. The crowd goes wild as the Electabuzz starts like hitting the ones and twos again. Or maybe some techno music. He'll change it up. But like, that's my gym. House of the Rising Tongue.
I really think it should be House of the Rising Lickitung. Like I went
back and forth on.
I don't think House of the Rising Tongue sends the right message.
I kind of want it not to send the right message.
Pokemon is a kid's game. Like it's for everyone. E for everyone.
That's why I'm leaving. I mean, I've got a Butterfree spreading basically hallucinogenics over my crowd. Like, I think it needs to be for adults.
Okay.
Again, what kid is what? Well,
no, is it spelled tongue like the end of Lickitung?
I would go with that. Yeah.
Okay.
To give you a cue that this is a Pokemon establishment.
That is okay. Like, if this were a more popular podcast and we had artists and like people that did fan art.
Oh, my God.
I would love to see like a House of the Rising Tongue like logo with the Lickitung or something on it, like in neon or whatever.
I just want a 10-second animated clip of what I just described of like I spin around, Bulbasaur in hand.
See,
the
okay,
two guys
pop up. You go too far. You ask, like, people are not going to make animations for us as fans. We can get fan art. That is like your head is getting way too big right now.
It was big to begin with. That is Harvey. Because again, my original plan, House of Bros, all bros, all slow bros. That got a little dumb. Yeah, that was the first plan.
All right. Well,
but again, I feel like it would be cool. Like Pokemon battles in the middle of like, so my concert scene was, I was picturing like, or I was thinking from Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim, the Battle of... Oh, come on. Yes. I would have better music than just the kissing snake. That's like an Arbok in the corner just going that way.
Yeah, Arbok in the corner. I love it. Yeah, so, no, this is great. I need to give you more assignments, because letting you go free, but in the video game world, this is perfect. I love this.
Because the sad part was, I did research, like, do these Pokemon mesh well, and will they make a good fighting combination of team as well? Like, we don't have to get nerdy about it, but, like, the poison style, the water style, the plants and everything, I feel like it's a good mix of people, and it's not just all, like, oh, a psychic gym where somebody can come in and, like, destroy it one way through or something.
I get what you're saying. Like, the entire point I was going to ask in the first place was, what type would you make your gym out of? But you did not go that route at all. So I have...
What was your gym?
I mean, I clearly...
Sitting next door to this House of the Rising Tongue blasting music. Over there, across the street, is another gym.
I mean, so if you didn't get the reference here, I am obviously a psychic Pokemon fan. So I don't have a name for my gym. It's just like...
T-Man's
gym. Like, it's like kind of like a plain...
Unless there's a theme for it, and it would be like the rock gym or the electric gym or the psychic gym. Is there a psychic gym?
There's plenty of psychic gyms. Usually the gyms are just named after the town they're in. It's like the Saffron City Gym or the Pewter City Gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my idea for my... So every gym in the games is kind of like sort of puzzle-y.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few where you just, like, kind of walk towards the gym leader and, like, they people attack you as you go through. So I didn't want to be the gym guy that, like, sits at the throne at the end and just like watches you're watching people basically walking. Like
these guys. So he can see you the whole time and you can
yeah,
see
like, I this
awkward moment.
I didn't want to do that. So I'm a psychic gym. And so psychic has all the telekinesis and like the crazy shit going on. And so I would have my favorite Pokemon, period. We know what's coming here. I mean, if you know me.
Yeah.
But my favorite Pokemon is the Alakazam. The Aberline has always been my favorite. So my Alakazam, you walk in to my gym and it's just like big open tiles everywhere, like kind of like a house of mirrors sort of effect.
Okay.
Where it's just like lights and everything, and you can't really tell how big the room is or like which way to go or anything mm-hmm. like that. And then you step out, and I'm gonna have my Alakazam in the basement, and he's gonna be like moving things around.
Ooh.
So like the floor moves and the walls move and all that sort of stuff. So you have to navigate a maze, and my guys will be hanging out in the maze or whatever.
Your lackeys?
And, yeah.
Do your lackeys have specific Pokemons or any themes or the psychic ones?
They're just psychic dudes. I don't want that. They won't have an Alakazam because Alakazam is my guy.
Bunch of Abras.
But in general, like, and then so there'll be like, I'll have like my own like hangout place. It'll be behind a door though. And there's going to be plenty of other doors. And so you'll go out in one door and it'll just drop you out in the alley, next to the gym. Or you go through another door and that's the restroom if you need to take a bathroom break.
One door. Your lackeys have to remember as well.
Well, the lackeys aren't trying to navigate the gym. Like, it'll only be when people are like coming in to challenge me. That like, my Alakazam isn't going to be moving shit all the time. Like, that's just that's just counterproductive.
Okay.
Like, I don't want him to wear himself out.
Okay.
Like, if he's got the you know, he'll be taking like a smoke break or something. He doesn't need to be. Like, if my guys are like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, do I have to stand in this corner? Like, no, Alakazam will help him. He'll move the bathroom to them. You know, I may not have it as elaborate as you. Like, I don't have my puzzles. DJ See, planned out.
Like, I went with, like, where could I get, like, I'll make money from the bar, I'll make money from the karaoke people, I'll have a stage. I didn't think about puzzle, other than I'll just annoy the shit out of whoever's there.
So, this goes back to our maining last week, where I like the combos, and you just like the cheese attack. So, you're just being fucking cheesy and annoying the shit out of people and hoping they leave.
And you'll have to pick your five best Pokemon and the Lickitung to come with you.
Yeah, you better have a Lickitung. Like, yes. You're hobbling them from the beginning if they don't like Lickitung. Anyway, and so, like, I'll just have my own place, and when they get to me, I didn't have any plans for, like, turning around. And,
no,
like,
grand entrance? Come on. Like, they see T-Man. How do they see you?
I was trying to work in something like a fortune teller thing where, like, I gave them a clue at the beginning, and it turns out it was me the whole time that was helping them. Like, you could have challenged me from the very beginning, but I don't know. That seems like it's a lot of work.
I mean, again, this is your gym. This is a whole place dedicated to you. I think you're allowed to be a little bit egotistical and narcissistic.
That's fair. Yeah.
Although, it was me the whole time. Eventually, someone's going to beat the gym, and they're going to go, yeah, it's T-Man's gym. And then you'll be like, it was me the whole... And they're like, yeah, we know. We're here. Yeah, the guy told us.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. Is it, like, ruins the effect after a little bit?
Exactly.
Maybe I'll have one door that just deposits them into your gym, so if we're next door.
Secret way to get into my gym is through yours.
Yeah. So if they really don't want to use a Lickitung, they can find the way through my gym. But, you know, you'll have to give me a little cash off the top of your, like...
No. You give me cash for, like, ruining my gym.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is going the other way, isn't it? I'll have, like, the secret...
If my people end up falling into your gym, fair enough. You can have some cash from that.
You just get, like, Butterfree ravers accidentally walking
just, like,
into...
tripping around now in this weird psychic space. Just even more tortured.
Well, okay. So, I'm going to go... I picked all the same Pokemon.
I was like, Alakazam, you only seem to imply you would have one Alakazam.
I have my Alakazam, and he's doing the work.
What other five psychic Pokemon?
Yeah, so five other psychic Pokemon. First one is, obviously, I got to have my Espeon, which is the psychic evolution of Eevee, because you know, I love Eevee, and I love the Eevee evolution. So no matter whatever type I'm choosing, I got to have an Eevee in there, if it's possible. So... Espeon, my psychic Eevee. So I think Alakazam is literally the only one I chose from the first 151. So you won't...
I won't know any of the other Pokemon.
Well, you'll know one of the other ones. I'm almost positive.
Oh, I know that guy. But he's not a psychic Pokemon. Water one?
What?
The water guy? The sad Pokemon?
What sad Pokemon?
The anxious one?
Psyduck?
No.
Although, I do want... Is Psyduck a psychic? I thought
he is a psychic. I believe he is psychic in water, psychic in bird? Flying? He's not a flying. I don't know.
Because
I tried to research, what the crap are you going to send my way?
Is he a psychic? No, he's not. He's not listed as a psychic under this that I'm looking at. I think he is just water. Hold on. I'm looking this up.
See if you can add a Psyduck of all things to
Okay. No, he's only a water.
Okay. Off the team.
That's weird, but okay. You would think something with Psy in his name would be a psychic Pokemon. Mm-hmm. What sad Pokemon are you talking about?
In the Grookey set.
Sobble? He's not a psychic.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, would you have him? Because I'd recognize him. But no, they're all psychic Pokemons. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they're all psychic, they're all psychic Pokemon.
I threw in, like, my personal choice. I just wanted a Bulbasaur. I felt...
Well, Alakazam is my personal choice.
He's all badass. See, that was a problem. Like, Ivysaur and Venusaur, I felt so guilty because I upgraded them, or I upgraded my Bulbasaur because I needed to for the power and the strength and everything.
But you loved Bulbasaur?
I loved Bulbasaur.
See, so if I was making a water gym, I would have my Squirtle. God, like, no other... I would not be evolving that goddamn Squirtle. Squirtle is my boy. So,
which is why I kept Bulbasaur, in case if you sent a Squirtle after me.
Yeah, you're really thinking... You're in defense of me. Anyway, so the next Pokemon I chose was Gallade. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a fighting psychic type Pokemon that from, like, I think the fourth generation. I just like him because he looks really cool. He has a cool design and he's psychic, so I go with him. I don't think I even played the generation he came from. I've played a game where he was in it.
Okay.
But I didn't play the original game that he was
Got
in.
Got it.
Then this one's a little weird. It's Reunculus. It's supposed to be like a combination of Homunculus somehow, but he's just like this psychic floating guy. He starts out as a little tiny little ball called Solosis, and then he evolves into Duosis, and then he like actually gets arms and stuff. But up until that point, he's just like a ball, and then he's like two balls, and then he becomes an actual thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was in, I think it was Black and White, and he was my main psychic Pokemon in that, and I got attached to that little guy, my little blob, my floaty psychic blob. And then there's Meowstic, which is a psychic cat, and I don't think I need to...
Is it related to the Meowths?
No, it's its own line.
Okay.
But it's a psychic cat. Do makes I need sense. To explain any yeah, further than that? Sense. Yeah, no, Meowstic. And then the last one, the one that you, I feel like you probably know, Wobbuffet.
He's a psychic Pokemon?
He's a psychic Pokemon.
Is he anything else besides a psychic Pokemon?
Nope.
I did not know he was psychic.
He's Wobbuffet. Just there to be annoying. And
yeah. Okay.
I know him pretty much from him being annoying in Smash Brothers, but like I gotta have Wobbuffet in there.
I think I know him from the TV show. That's the other reference. Wobba. The TV
yeah.
shows.
Yeah.
The original TV ones, at least.
If I had the ability to have legendaries, obviously Mewtwo would be in there instead of somebody.
Yeah.
And it's actually very interesting how many legendary psychics there are. Because like there were several I would have chosen.
So again, looking it up, psychic Pokemon are really difficult to counter.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, I could imagine, like, the hard Pokemon being psychic Pokemon. Like, ghost Pokemon, but they're also weak to psychic. So again, that Gengar was a tough call, because if you are faster, you would be able to pick them off very easily. The other thought I had was just instead having basically, like, a cast of just Dittos. That was another throwaway idea. A Ditto gym. They're just all Pokemon with the little dot eyes and smiley face.
Yeah.
And like, that's on the face of the gym too. It's just dots. But yeah, that was other throwaway ideas. But
House of the Rising Tongue.
So good.
I don't have a name for my gym off the top of my head. I didn't put enough thought into it.
I'm trying to think. Because again, like, so you'd just be sitting in your gym. This was the problem I had, is like, what do I do while I wait for people to come to me?
I mean, I have my own room. I can, like, set up a TV and some games.
So, like, they finally, like, knock on the door, or they come in, and you're just, like, there, and you're, like, boxers playing video games. Like, crap. Hang on.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what it's gotta be. Like, if I'm hanging out waiting for people to show up, might as well be entertaining myself. Come on.
See, I had a whole entrance. That's where I started with, was like, how do I do this?
See, you're going out your Bond villain thing. Like, see, this, I imagine now, again, fan art of like my gym versus your gym. And you've got like, it's like this like shadowed thing of like, you know, petting your Bulbasaur with all your Pokemon like entering. And then it's like me and my boxers just playing a video game with like Wobbuffet in the corner, like eating Doritos.
Just like, and yet your powerful psychic, they're all powerful Pokemon, but they're all just like lazy and just chilling out for a while. All of us in meantime, suits, shades, everything.
Yeah, you're like dressed to the nines and everything. Yes. I'm just kind of like,
Dorito dust on your Wobbuffet.
Yeah.
Have to like slap it off to make it look like actually. Yeah, it needs to be presentable.
Yeah.
This weird town has two gyms.
Well, they wouldn't know yours was a gym. Mine is the outside gym.
Yours would be the one that they think they're coming for.
Yeah, and then secretly the people are in the know that you can get the extra gym. I think we've got a plan here. I need to come up with a name, but other than that, I think we're pretty good.
I think it's just T-Man's. That's it. Just T-Man's. That's T-Man's room.
I don't know. If I'm going to like play with them and have like a maze or something, I need some sort of mirror maze psychic pun that I can't come up with right now.
And again, like, how are you making money? See, I got my side hustle. See, if I'm bored, I'm just watching the concert and stuff. I got shit to do. And then if I actually see somebody being annoying and, like, picking through.
Okay, listen. You are doing all the hard work, making your money legally.
Yes.
I have 6 powerful psychic Pokemon.
Every so often, one of my patrons just, like, goes off and drops their wallet off at the other gym.
I sneak in through my back door and just take their wallet. I'm like, okay, thanks. Yeah. See, it's a symbiotic relationship where it's more like a parasitic relationship where I'm just...
The wandering people in your gym with, like, tripping out on the Butterfree spores or wandering around, and suddenly they lose their wallet and they're deposited outside.
Yeah, I feel like this is the start of a beautiful Pokemon gym friendship between the two of us. Well, this was a good episode. I came into this with like the plan of answering over Bob's questions and the Pokemon stuff, and apparently that was more than enough to take care of the full episode.
We rambled on.
Yeah, we did some rambling. All right, well, now it's my time to shine.
I was waiting for it. It's like, it's his time to shine.
Where can they find you, Harvey Z?
At the Z is silent on Twitter.
You can find me at Team Man Plays Games on Twitter. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast on Twitter. You can find my writing at tmanwrites.com, and you can always email us like Overbob does at makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com. We love to answer questions. As you can see, Harvey Z is a very creative type. He likes it when you put him on the spot and give him something to think about. He also goes crazy when you give him time to think about things, as is evident by his insanely complicated gym.
I feel, again, write in if you would totally go to the House of the Rising Tongue. It sounds like an awesome place to just be.
It's the place to be.
Harvey Z, yeah. The place to be. Spin around. Well, Bulbasaur. I don't know what they say. Do they just say Bulbasaur? Yes, I had to go with that. No talking Pokemon. Damn it. I was... Does Mr. Mime talk?
I mean, Mr. Mime mimes.
Nope, that's too... I was like, who could fit this awesome sequence and stuff? Mr. Mime, I think doesn't it would be fit. Too creepy. Yeah. Like, we all spin around and then Mr. Mime, like, pops up and, like, Mime spinning around with his own, like, stuffed Bulbasaur.
Okay, that would be creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and then same with the having the Machop or the Machamp in the room.
It's a little too intimidating. It's a little
too beefy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I would say, Harvey Z, take us out, but you've done more than enough this episode. So I think we'll just end it.